I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit and Place Festival, which runs from November 1 through November 10. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, Risk. And now, here's Ken Honeywell, creative director at Well Done Marketing and editor of Punchnells.com, with his essay, On Holding One's Breath for 30 Years.
When I was 13 years old, the house we lived in caught fire in the middle of the night. Nobody died, but my brother and sister spent some days in the hospital recovering from smoke inhalation. My mom was there longer, and even when they released her, her burned hands were balled in bandages. My dad was in intensive care for months, with burns over most of his back and legs. The doctor told him his fingers had been cooked. I escaped with a tiny cut on my foot from broken glass on the porch, and a bad case of survivor guilt. The fire was not my fault, but I was the oldest son, and I walked out because I couldn't breathe and left everyone else inside. 30 years later, I still couldn't breathe. I was in an unhappy marriage. My wife and I didn't like each other much. We spent a lot of time avoiding each other. We needed to end it. But I was paralyzed. It was as if my marriage was a burning house, and I couldn't abandon it. I had made a promise, for better or worse, which didn't leave much of an out for don't want to anymore. So I told myself that my happiness wasn't important, that happiness was not the destination, but the journey, and I was always just a better attitude away from bliss. Nobody deserved happiness anyway. Then I met a woman. She was smart and warm and beautiful. She didn't just turn on the lights when she entered a room. She repainted the place. I was smitten, but I was married. I never cheated on my wife. I never kissed another woman, never played footsie under the conference table, didn't flirt, never took off my wedding ring. And although I am blissfully married to that other woman today, I didn't leave my marriage for her. I left it for a 13-year-old kid still trapped in the ruins of a smoldering house in New Jersey, who once had to save himself and felt bad about it for 30 years, who wouldn't let anything smother him as long as he never abandoned anyone ever again. That kid. When I was 44, I took a risk to save myself. I walked out of a suffocating marriage. Finally, I could breathe, and I felt as dizzy and hopeful as a teenager.
That's Ken Honeywell, creative director at Well Done Marketing and editor of Punchnells.com, with his essay, On Holding One's Breath for 30 Years. You can read this essay on the Spirit and Place blog and hear more stories about risk during All Things Considered through November 6. Visit spiritandplace.org for more information on 30 festival events happening through November 10 that showcase the power of risk in our individual and community life. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.